I would be remiss in my vocation, my ideals, and my highest self if I did not call us to prayer and to attention, to direct us to prayer and attention with regard to what is taking place in our nation's capital today. The last time the Ku Klux Klan marched in any organized fashion in D.C. was 1925. And to the best of my memory, never have any Nazis, neo or otherwise, marched in the streets of Washington, D.C. We as a nation should be ashamed. Ashamed that we have created and allowed an atmosphere to exist where hate and exclusion may be celebrated so blatantly. Regardless of what you may think, this is not political. Despite the name of the rally and the march, this is not right. And despite the fact that this is happening, this is not normal. Our nation has a bad history of trying to ignore things until they become problems too big to ignore. It is reported that H.G. Wells once wrote that every time Europe looks across the Atlantic to see the American eagle, it only observes the rear end of an ostrich. Well, ain't it the truth? Now, while the metaphor may not be based in reality, it is based in truth. We cannot bury our collective heads in the shifting sands of distraction, untruth, and deception. What we need is wisdom now, and what we need is courage to face this time in our nation's history. And so I would like to dedicate our closing song to those qualities, to this day, and to this time. Please rise as you're able and sing together our closing song, God of Grace and God of Glory.
to be Sheep Sunday.
Can we bring one?
Perhaps. Are we sheep? We are compared to sheep so often, and I don't know about you, but I think it's potentially offensive to the sheep.